Matthew chapter 11, we will read verses 28 through 30. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We pray, Father, we thank thee that thou hast provided for us thy word through inspiration of thy spirit, providing for us all that is needful for a life of godliness. So we pray now that the author of the book, the Spirit of God, might open our eyes to the things of this word that thou wilt teach us tonight. We will thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Attitudes that attract. One thing that we notice as we read in the book of Isaiah about the Lord Jesus Christ, that Isaiah mentions he had no form nor comeliness, there was no beauty in him that we should desire him. Jesus did not have a natural physical attractiveness. Nevertheless, we find that people were greatly attracted to him. And he drew the crowds. People were attracted to Jesus, not by his physical attractiveness, but rather by his beautiful attitudes. Here in this portion, Jesus shares with us a basic part of his character. As he tells us, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Two of his basic attitudes, meekness and humility. Now, in verse 27, just before the portion that we read, Jesus mentions that no man knoweth the Son but the Father. No man, neither any man, the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So Jesus tells us that he came to reveal to us the Father. And in fact, he told Philip, he said, Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Philip had asked him, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. We just want to see God and see what God is like. And Jesus said, Philip, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. I and the Father are one. And so that means the Father and the Son are alike. And that means then that the Father also would have the same qualities of meekness and humility. We wonder, how can that be? Here we have the eternal God, the creator of the universe, that holy one that dwelleth in the heavens. How do we associate his glory and majesty with meekness and humility? I was reading a while back in one of these books that have been blessing my soul. We have a whole stack of them on the table back there. I don't remember now which book it was. But I came across this statement. In every passage of Scripture where thou findest the majesty of God, thou also findest close by his condescension. And I thought that was interesting. And this author gives to us three different passages of Scripture. And I'd like to have us just look at these briefly. First of all, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, in verse 17, we find the majesty of God. Deuteronomy 10, 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons nor taketh reward. Here we have the tremendous majesty of God. And then notice verse 18. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow. He loveth the stranger. in giving him food and raiment. Here we have his condescension. This great almighty God, King of kings, Lord of lords, the one who takes upon himself the personal care of the orphans and the widows and the strangers. And then another portion of Scripture. You know, the Old Testament, according to the Jews, was divided into what they call the Law and the Psalms and the Prophets. And so we find not only in the section of the Law, we find in the Psalms, Psalm 68 and verse 4. Psalm 68 and verse 4, we find once again the majesty of God. Psalm 68, verse 4. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens, by his name Jah or Jehovah, and rejoice before him. Here we have this mighty one, the exalted one, who rides upon the heavens. And then look at verse 5. A father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. We have his exaltation. We have his humility. And then in the prophets, the third section of the Old Testament, Isaiah 57 and verse 15. Verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The same thing, the Almighty God, the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. Who is it that co-inhabits eternity with him? He that is of a contrite and humble spirit. We find the majesty and the humility of God. Jesus here in this portion of Scripture says, just as the Father, the eternal, almighty Father, also is humble and lowly, Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart. Now, if Jesus Christ is meek and lowly in heart, that means that if men are to see Jesus Christ in us, then we also must be meek and lowly in heart. We read in 1 John, if we say that we abide in him, we ought also so to walk even as he walked, meek and lowly in heart. We find in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2 a command of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2. In verse 1, Paul, writing to the church in Ephesus, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness. Now, these are the very same two words that we find in Matthew chapter 11, where Jesus says, I am meek and lowly in heart. The very identical same words that we find in Ephesians chapter 4, where we are commanded, and Paul says that if we are to walk worthy of the calling that we have received in Jesus Christ, we have to walk with all lowliness and meekness. The very two same qualities. That means then that we, if Jesus is to be seen in us, Paul says we have to have these same two qualities of lowliness and meekness. Then, of course, the question comes to us, what does this mean and how do we do it? What does it mean to have a meek and lowly spirit? And how then can we have that kind of spirit? I'd like to have us look tonight just briefly at what this means in our lives to have the meek and lowly spirit of Christ. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. And this meek and lowly heart is something that God teaches us, and God teaches us this by our response to authority. And the meek and lowly heart, I believe, comprises four basic attitudes in our lives. These are four basic attitudes that we learn best from those who are over us in authority. These are four basic attitudes that a child learns best from his parents, that a wife learns best from her husband, and a man learns best from his employer, or those who are over us in authority. And these basic attitudes, first of all, we have a grateful spirit, a grateful spirit. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Now, what is meekness? Meekness is gentleness, mildness. We might say that meekness is the opposite of anger. And meekness is victory. Victory over scorn or despising. And one of the first qualities of meekness is a grateful spirit. To find out then what a grateful spirit is, we have to go to what is produced with a lack of a grateful spirit. The lack of a grateful spirit produces, first of all, complaining. Complaining and comparison. When we lack a grateful spirit towards those who are over us in authority, our tendency is to complain about them, to complain against them, and to compare them disfavorably, compare them with others. This is the surface problem. This is what we see then on the surface. What's the surface cause of that? The surface cause is that we have expectations. When children complain against their parents and compare their parents with other parents, it's because their parents are not meeting their expectations. When a wife complains against her husband or compares him with other husbands, she feels that he is not meeting her expectations. Now, the root problem behind this, then, is bitterness. Bitterness and hurts, deep hurts. Bitterness and hurts. Down deep in the heart. And the cause, the root cause behind all of this is a failure to yield rights and expectations to God. When we fail to yield to God our rights and our expectations, then this will produce an ungrateful spirit that will show itself through complaining and comparison. Basically, then, the grateful spirit is appreciation for what he does. Appreciation for what he does. You see, when a person is not meeting our expectations, we forget all about the many things that he does do, all the many things that he does fulfill. And we begin to concentrate on the expectations that the person is not fulfilling. And so bitterness develops because we have failed to yield to God our rights and our expectations, and that we look only to God to meet our needs rather than expecting the people around us to meet those needs. I believe the second aspect of meekness is a reverent spirit. A reverent spirit. Now, a reverent spirit, a lack of a reverent spirit, is seen when we find the expressions of criticism and disrespect. Criticism and disrespect shows lack of a reverent spirit. Underneath this criticism and disrespect is disillusionment, disillusioned spirit, and also judgmental spirit. The person is disillusioned and judgmental of those who are over them. It shows itself through criticism and disrespect. The root problem behind all of this is unbelief. Unbelief. And basically, unbelief is a lack of awareness of what God wants to do for us. We have no idea what God wants to do for us through this authority. We don't believe that God can use this situation for any good, and we become disillusioned with the person that is over us in authority, and judgmental of them, as shown by criticism and disrespect, a lack of a reverent spirit. A reverent spirit basically is admiration for what he is. Admiration for what he is. When we fail to admire what he is and only concentrate on what he is not, we become very critical and disrespectful and lose a reverent spirit. Now, this then is what we mean by a lack of meekness. This root cause behind the lack of a reverent spirit is failure to forgive his fault and to appreciate his virtues. Failure to forgive his faults and appreciate his virtues. And the result of that, then, is a lack of reverent spirit. Now, this combination of a grateful spirit and a reverent spirit is what we mean by meekness. And Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 4, in verse 8, Paul commands us, he says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Because if we don't do that, we will not develop a meek spirit. We will not develop meekness. And a lack of grateful spirit and reverent spirit and appreciation for what he does do and admiration for what he is comes from a failure to think on that which is virtue and that which is praise. And this then will show itself in complaining, comparison, criticism, and disrespect. Secondly, then, Jesus said, I am lowly in heart. And we will go over this side quickly because we've done some of this before. Lowly in heart refers to humble, submissive. This would be the opposite of rebellion. And humility is victory over fear and worry or anxiety. Now, a lowly heart is comprised of two things. First of all, a quiet spirit, and second of all, a servant spirit. A quiet spirit and servant spirit. Now, we've studied these in previous weeks, and so we'll just go over this quickly. A lack of a quiet spirit shows itself by being pushy, or argumentative, or domineering. Behind this, basically, is fear and worry. A domineering attitude is actually a fearful attitude because the person fears that he's losing control of the situation. And he has to become domineering to prove that he's still in control of the situation. Behind this, there is a strong resistance to authority. Resistance to authority. And the root cause behind this is a failure to submit to God's chain of command. Then lack of a servant spirit results in insensitivity to the needs of others through disloyalty, personal demands. This all comes from insecurity and jealousy. The root problem behind this is independence. I want my needs met rather than concerned about the needs of other people. And the root cause is a failure to make others successful. The lack of a servant spirit. Now, a quiet spirit basically then would be confidence in their decisions, or his decisions, and a concern. The servant spirit is a concern for his success. Concern for his success. And so a meek and lowly heart basically is an appreciation for what he does, an admiration for what he is, a confidence in his decisions, and a concern for his success. And when you have that kind of an attitude toward the person that is in authority over you, God says this is what shows Christ-likeness. Now, these then are lessons that are learned from the authority that is over us. This is what a child learns from his parents. A wife learns from her husband. A man will learn from his employer. And the marvelous thing about this is the worse the parents, the faster the child can learn this. The grateful spirit, reverent spirit, quiet spirit, servant spirit. The worse the husband, the faster a wife can learn these things. The worse the authority, the faster you can learn these lessons and develop the attitude of Christ, which is a meek and lowly heart. I am meek and lowly in heart. Now, how then does this serve us in our daily lives? It was interesting to me to notice that also in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, you remember that verse? Peter says that we should sanctify in your hearts the Lord God and be ready always to give an answer to every man with meekness and fear. Give an answer of the reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and fear. And so, with our witnessing, we are to be ready to give an answer to every man that asks us the reason of the hope that is within us with meekness and fear. Now, this word fear has a basic meaning of respect for authority. In other words, a submissive spirit, a quiet servant's spirit. And so, Peter says, if we want to give an effective testimony for Christ, we have to make sure that we share with them what God is teaching us, but in a spirit of meekness and lowliness of heart. Respect for authority. And these have to be the very same two attitudes then that Christ said, I am meek and lowly in heart. And so an effective witness requires a Christ-like spirit. Meek and lowly in heart. In other words, if we are to witness effectively, we are to show Christ. And we show Christ by showing his spirit, which is a meek and lowly heart. And so effective witnessing requires a meek and lowly heart. Now, witnessing to be effective, we might say witnessing is most effective when it's on a level of mutual acceptance. Witnessing is most effective where you feel you accept the person you're talking to, and the person that you're talking to feels that you accept him. Witnessing is not most effective on just the casual acquaintance level as it is more on the friendship level. And as you are able to build a friendship, you are able to be more effective in witnessing on a level of mutual acceptance. And I was asked by a person, why is it that some people can just seem that they can just witness to strangers, and other people seem to be able to witness better after they get to know a person? Well, I think basically the reason is that some people are able to get to know a person almost instantly and are able to develop this level of mutual acceptance very rapidly, whereas other people, it seems like it takes a while for them to build this level of mutual acceptance. Now, lack of a Christ-like spirit makes this mutual acceptance very difficult and hinders witnessing. For example, let's take the case of a lack of humility, the lack of lowliness of heart. Now, you'll notice from our chart that humility has to do with, here we have, lowly in heart, victory over fear and worry. Now, that means that if there's lack of humility, this will produce fear and worry, or another word for that is anxiety. Lack of a lowly heart will produce anxiety. Now, if in my mind, my heart, I have anxiety, what this does is it makes me feel inferior to this person that I'm talking to. A lack of lowliness of heart makes me feel inferior to this person to whom I am talking. And as a result, in my mind, I've got him up there. And because he's up there, I have, in my own heart, anxiety towards him. And where there's anxiety in one direction, there is scorn in the other. And realize it or not, he's going to look down on me. And there will not be that mutual acceptance where there is effective witness. Now, that's why Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5:6, Peter says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Peter says, if you will humble yourself, here's the problem, this lack of humility, lowliness of heart. He says, if you will humble yourself, God will exalt you at the appropriate time. And God will put you right up here, where he is. And you will be on a level of effective communication where there is mutual acceptance. Now, supposing there's a lack of meekness. Now, you remember from our chart, meekness, victory over scorn or despising. So, where there is a lack of meekness, there tends to be scorn. That means that I look at him and consider him to be down here. And on my part, there's scorn towards him because of a lack of meekness in my life. On his part, then, there's anxiety. And he feels very uncomfortable around me. And as a result, there is not effective witness, because there is not the level of mutual acceptance. And so what does Scripture tell us to do? Philippians 4:8, Paul says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so as I look at him, I think of all these virtues that he has, and all the things that are praiseworthy, everything that he does do, and everything that he is. And as a result, this raises him up in my esteem and puts us, once again, on a level of effective communication because of mutual acceptance. And so Philippians 4:8 is what we need to solve that problem. You know what the Lord told his disciples? Remember when he called his first four disciples? They were fishing. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now what he meant was, as you follow me and develop my spirit, a meek and lowly heart, then people will be drawn to you and will feel comfortable in your presence, and this will make for effective communication of the gospel to them, and you will become a fisher of men. That's how Christ makes us fishers of men, as we develop his spirit of a meek and lowly heart. You notice in verse 27 of Matthew 11, Jesus says, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." Now Jesus tells us here that his ministry is revealing the Father to men. That's what he's doing. And so Jesus says, "You come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, if you are really working at it, if you are laboring, and you are really burdened down, trying to reveal the Father unto men, he said, "I want you to come unto me and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly in heart. Learn my attitudes of a meek and a humble spirit, and you will find that your witnessing will become a restful and delightful experience rather than a heavy burden that you're laboring under." Christ really is the only one who can reveal the Father to men. And his presence in my life, in the form of a meek and humble spirit, is that which he uses then to attract men to himself and make for effective communication by a level of mutual acceptance. And so Christ says, if witnessing is really a burden for you, if you're laboring under this, let me tell you how instead it can become just a delightful experience. And what you have to do is you have to come and learn of me. And as you allow me to produce my life in you of a meek and lowly heart, then, he said, I will fulfill my job of revealing the Father unto them. Because the Father also, in spite of the fact that he is high and mighty, is also of a meek and lowly heart. And I will reveal the Father to men through you. And you will find it to be a restful and delightful experience, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Shall we pray?